From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Brown. Missouri senators have approved changes to the governor's role in picking State Board of Education members after a fight with Governor Eric Greitens. Senators this past week voted 22-10 to send a bill to the House to require at least 5 members of the 8-member board to have Senate confirmation before the board could act. The proposal comes after Greitens stacked the board with his appointees to oust the former Education Commission. The measure also would allow only 2 members of the board to be independents. If made a law, the governor would be required to appoint a non-voting teacher member to the board. A Missouri Boys and Girls Club is partnering with a school's music recording program to provide students access to a free recording studio. High school interns from Columbia Public Schools' Dark Room Records are helping other students create their own beats and lyrics at the Boys and Girls Club of Columbia new studio, the Columbia Missourian reported. The studio and equipment cost about $75,000 and opened in November. A $400,000 grant from the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education funds helped fund the project. The Southern Poverty Law Center released its annual Hate and Extremist Report. KBIA's Charlie Clark spoke with experts in Missouri about its findings.
Last month, the Southern Poverty Law Center reported that hate groups in Missouri went down from 24 to 18. But does that really mean hate has subsided? Karen Oresti is the Anti-Defamation League's regional director for Missouri, Eastern Kansas, and Southern Illinois, and she says not really.
I don't want to put numbers on it. I've been doing this too long, and I'm just not comfortable saying that because we went from X number to a lesser number, we've got less to worry about. The activity in Missouri that concerns us the greatest is not in the list of groups, from my perspective, that have come out in that most recent report.
The definitions of hate in a hate group are wide-ranging, so Oresti thinks numbers aren't always an accurate measure of hate levels, and that people should be more focused on roots of prejudice and bias. Charlie Clark, KBIA News.
New Haven Elementary School in Columbia is one of the top 5 finalists in Culturelle's Probiotics Project Playground Competition, which will donate $100,000 to the winner. New Haven is currently in second place, just 3,000 votes behind a New York school. Carla Young, a teacher at New Haven, says the kids are very excited.
I had a group of kindergartners last Thursday that said, "Thank you for getting us a new playground." And I said, "Oh, boys and girls, I don't have a new playground yet, but I'm working on it." And they said, "Well, thank you for trying."
Voting ends on March 16th. Lauren Brown, KBIA News, Columbia.